البيان راديو بريزنتس ذا فارماسي اور وفي سعيد كداري from your discount chemist.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters and welcome to the pharmacy hour. I am your host Abu Abdul Rahman and we are live from Albayan Radio Studios and I'm pleased to be joined by my dear brother and guest, brother Saeed Kadari. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How have you been, Saeed? It's been a while.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
How was your Ramadan? How was your Eid?
Alhamdulillah, yeah, very good, very good.
May Allah accept your good deeds and ours.
Thank you. Jazakallah khair.
Now, Hajj is around the corner, so what better time than to talk about Hajj health tips or health tips for Hajj?
Inshallah, these can be some very helpful hints and tricks.
Excellent.
For the Ummah.
Now, Brother Saeed, as we know, Hajj is one of the pillars of Islam, one of the greatest pillars of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've been before and yes. You're going to go again soon, inshallah.
Inshallah.
How was your experience at Hajj?
Subhanallah, it was awesome. I loved it. I loved it. It was better than what I thought it was going to be. It was just an amazing experience. Yeah.
What year did you go again?
Oh, I think it was 2013, but I can't remember.
If you rewind 10 years before that, that's when I went. I went in
2003.
Yes.
I think it's changed a lot since 2003. It has changed a lot. From what I heard.
A lot. So it's 15 years ago almost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I went to Umrah a few years later. So, but it's changed a lot. And it is, as you said, one of the greatest, if not the greatest experience of your life.
Yeah, 100%.
To see millions 100%. Of Muslims doing, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the same in the ihram. In their white garments.
Yeah.
And it's something which just, you can't explain until you go and experience it yourself.
Yeah, well, it's amazing to see all the different people from around the world. You know, I remember what I thought. I thought, idea of a Muslim was like an Arab-looking person, you know. But then when you go to Hajj, you're like, wow.
There's not many.
There's not many Arabs there.
Minorities there.
Yeah, it's all different. Walks of life. Oh,
now, one of the most important things for Hajj is your health. You know, many people, they ask others and they seek advice, especially health advice. I know before I went, I was hearing a lot of staff take this, do this, and do that. So this is the main aim of tonight's lesson, Hajj health tips. So we'll start off with before we leave. What should we do before we leave and go to Hajj?
Okay, so I think one of the most important things before you leave is get physically ready. So Hajj, you know, includes a lot of walking. You need stamina, you're on your feet all day, it's hot. And if you don't do much exercise or walking, or you're not very active, then you need to start now. You know, if you're going, you're probably going in about a month, you need to start now, 30 minutes a day, just walk. And this will help prepare your body physically for what's to come. You know, you really don't want to ruin your Hajj experience because, you know, you're just too tired to do anything. And it's not just a reminder for the elderly, you know,
even
the younger ones, you know. I'm not sure if you had any young people who struggled on your Hajj trip, but when I went Hajj, there was definitely young people who were struggling with the physicality of it.
So get fit now. Start walking.
Start, you know, just do what you can. You won't regret it.
And I know in my time, there was a lot of traffic there and it was many, many times better to actually walk. So you need to be fit to walk.
Yeah.
I would rather walk than get stuck in traffic.
There's a lot of times where you could walk faster than going in a car. Yeah, 100%.
So 100%. Walk.
And walk. That hasn't changed.
So it's best to get ready, get fit, start walking. Start from now, you reckon?
Oh, 100%. Start from now. Okay. The other thing is, we all know that the meningococcal vaccine is mandatory. You know, you have to get that. But I would also get the flu vaccine.
Yes.
It's not mandatory, but I highly, highly recommend you get the flu vaccine before you leave as well. And for the elderly travellers, I'd recommend having a pneumonia vaccine as well. You'll need to speak to your doctor about that. So if there's any people listening and their parents are going and they're not sure if they've had it, you only have that one every 5 years. So speak to the doctor, make sure pneumonia vaccine, they get that.
So you need to go to your doctor and get a prescription for these vaccines?
For the flu vaccine, you can, yes. And for the pneumonia vaccine, you will as well, yes.
So do you have to purchase this from your chemist and go back to your doctor, or how does it work?
over 65-year-olds can get the flu vaccine for free, and anyone over under 65, they get the script from the doctor and then purchase it from the pharmacy.
Okay, and the other Hajj vaccination?
That one, that you'll need a prescription to, and you get that from the pharmacy. So you get it from the doctor, get the prescription from the doctor and go to the pharmacy.
Is that still a must for you to get the visa?
Yes.
It is.
Yes, so no visa without that.
Mm. So that's very, very important.
That's a must. You, if you haven't done it yet, you should be doing it very, very, very soon.
And how many weeks before traveling should you take it?
With all vaccines, at least 2 weeks before you leave.
Mm. And that'll probably be earlier for you to be able to get your visa as well.
Exactly, yeah. You should be like this week. My hand up?
Yeah.
I haven't done my one yet.
I
have to do it this week.
So if you're going to Hajj, speak to the brothers and sisters in charge of the Hajj trip,
yes,
and find out the information. It's very, very important. What about regarding other stuff like regular medicine?
Yeah, so if you take regular medicines, make sure you take enough with you. You don't want to be caught without your medicine over there. They do have medicines, but it's not always the same as what we have. Always carry the doctor's letter, so you don't have any problems with customs. And be very careful about taking Tramadol from Australia. Tramadol or Tramil is a painkiller here in Australia that we use quite common, but in Saudi Arabia and all the Middle East, it's a banned substance. So if you need that for pain, you may need to take something different because you may have a lot of trouble getting that through customs.
I think I heard some stories about these people getting arrested overseas because they took some of this.
Yeah, yeah. It's very common here and it's no issues with it, but in the Middle East, there seems to be a bit of an issue with it.
So have the right paperwork with you.
Definitely.
Okay, now let's move on to some hygiene and general cleanliness tips.
Okay.
What should we advise the one who is going to Hajj?
To keep yourself healthy at Hajj, one of the main things you're going to need is a bit of just some basic hygiene and cleanliness tips I've got here for you. It's basic things like washing your hands, with soap or using disinfectants, especially after coughing or sneezing. This is like how illness and sickness spread throughout the whole the Hajj trip. Using a tissue when coughing or sneezing, covering your mouth and your nose, and then throwing it away once you finish with it. When you've got no tissue or handkerchief, sneeze into your upper arm. That works. You basically don't want to sneeze onto your hands. Because what happens is you touch something, you eat something, you shake someone's hand, and then that's to the next person, to the next person, to the next. This is how, it all, spreads throughout the room. Wash your hands well, as we said, with water and soap. There's hand sterilizing gel when you can't get to some soap and water, or you can use some wipes as well. Some things to also consider is a face mask. Now, it's recommended in, the real crowded places, like when you're making tawaf or at tarajam, when you're stoning. If you do use them, they're a very good idea. A lot of people don't like them because they look a bit weird, but I can almost guarantee you if you use those face masks, you're pretty much, you shouldn't get any type of sickness. But again, it's whether you want to do it or, if you're worried about how you look or what people are going to say about you. If you do use them, you should change them about every 6 hours.
They can be purchased over there or you should take them from here?
You purchase them from here. They're an N95 mask. It's a special mask. We do have them at the pharmacy. But it's not a dust mask. It's a special mask. But if you're looking on it, it should have N95. That's that's the sign of ones you need to get.
Now, shaving and hair cutting tips.
Yes.
As we know, it's part of the actual ritual of Hajj.
Yes.
That if you do Umrah or Hajj as well, you have to cut your hair.
Yes. For the men, they got to shave their head.
Shaving the hair is better, yes, or cutting, and for the women as well, cutting some part of the hair. So yes. What's some advice here that we have to be careful of? I know there's a lot of barbers there. Whoever's gone there will see, as you know, especially when I was there, near the Safa and Marwa Hills. I don't know if it's they're still there. When you exit, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're calling you in
yeah.
to their place.
Yeah, exactly. Look, there's barbers everywhere, all over the streets. You know, there is specified or government barbers, you know, and they're the ones that you need to try to use. You know, the problem is some of the street barbers, they're definitely not recommended. Some of them, I'm not going to, you know, generalize all of them, but some of them, you know, use the same razors for the same people and things like that. And look, it's very, very dangerous to do that. You know, you could end up with hepatitis B or C or some other kind of blood disease, and you don't really want that to happen. So stick to the government barbers and make sure that they're using a fresh razor every time, you know. And this is obviously for the males out there, you know. And just make sure you keep an eye on that. And it's hectic, you know, as you know. It's, you know, there's millions of people. Everyone's trying to get their head shaved. And, you know, so it's a bit frantic. And it's tempting to go to the street barbers, especially when they're wooing you in.
Yeah, they are.
But, you know, you got to stay firm and wait for the proper barbers.
Yeah, just be careful.
Take yeah, just be careful.
Yeah, another thing I noticed there is some brothers, they got food poisoning.
Yes, this is one of the main illnesses that happen in Hajj.
Don't eat kebabs from the street.
Stay away from the kebabs. don't go near the kebabs.
They look tempting, but on the street.
They do. They look good. They smell good. But they are the single cause of most of the food poisoning that happens in Hajj. The shawarma.
That's it.
The shawarma bug. Look, you know, the basic things. Look, in Australia, we're pretty lucky. You know, most of us stay in, you know, decent hotels.
Alhamdulillah.
So, you know, we don't...
So, you know, it's a blessing.
Yeah, we, you know, we're lucky in that sense. But we still need to be careful with fruits and vegetables. You know, and if you are buying some things, you know, make sure the expiry date is good. And if you're going to buy food from this, from outside the hotel, then, you know, just make sure you're... not buying anything that's been uncovered and don't buy it off the street. Just go inside and buy it off somewhere there.
Yeah, always better.
Yeah, always better. And don't take cooked food on buses, on the long bus trips that you have and things like that. It's, you know, it's too dangerous, too dangerous.
Now, another thing that I noticed is obviously it's very hot there and a lot of people aren't used to that kind of heat and that kind of weather. So how do we prevent ourselves from heat exhaustion or maybe sunstroke?
Yes. Well, after sunstroke and heat exhaustion are the number one common illness, food poisoning is number two. So you just got to drink enough liquids. And my it's about 8 to 10 cups a day, which is roughly 2 liters.
You surely need more if you're walking as well.
Well, that's at an absolute minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's at an absolute minimum. And look, I highly recommend, and it is on my must-have shopping list, and that's Hydrolite. You know, it's you need to be having that every single day. You don't have to drink, you know, just 1 or 2 cups of the Hydrolite per day, and that'll really help hydrate you really well. And look, when you're in Mecca, it's easy anyway because, you know, you've got Zamzam water. It's the best tasting water ever.
That's right.
So, you know, you'd just get it into you. Just get it into you as much as you can. But Hydrolite is a really good idea.
What about soft drinks? Keep away?
Look, there's nothing wrong with soft drinks. They're still liquid. you know, we're not there to diet or anything like that. But, you know, liquid is
they're
liquid.
They're tempting, aren't they? Yeah, they're everywhere.
But water is better.
And how many flavors do they have there?
Oh, they've got everything there.
Flavors I've never seen when I was there. Every single flavor you can think of is there.
They've got... It's sometimes it's fun to try all those new type of drinks. Right, yeah. So, yeah, go for it. But, you know...
Moderation.
Yeah, moderation. But water... When you got Zamzam water on tap like that, you just get into it as much as you can. The blessings are in it, so drink as much as you can. The other thing I would recommend is the use of an umbrella for some people who are really susceptible, you know, maybe some of the elderly. An umbrella is a good idea. to help shade the from the sun. You know, and if you're going to do that, make it a light coloured one so you're not attracting the heat. Yes. The other thing you need to remember is, you know, don't go too hard. You know,
take it easy,
pace yourself. It's going to be very, very hot in August. It's the hottest time of the year. There'll be temperatures.
It's summer.
It's the peak of summer. So the temperatures are going to be anywhere from 46 to 49, maybe even hit 50. So low
island. In the Middle East, June, July, August is the summer, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Mm. It's northern hemisphere. It's very, very hot.
Well, we're in winter.
It's going to be a very, very big difference to what we're feeling now, yes. Especially in Sydney anyway. So light coloured clothes as well. So your abayas, keep them light coloured. And, you know, you can also maybe, you know, if you want to do tawaf and get extra tawaf in, do them at night time instead of doing them at midday when it's peak season, peak heat.
That's right.
You know, so that's also a good idea to do that. And, you know, you got to really be very careful in these spots. You know, Arafah about midday, it's going to be hot, making tawaf around midday, as we said. And in Mina, due to the, you know, long distance and the congestion when you're going to the Rajam.
And especially, we advise the brothers and sisters, go to the masjid early, always.
Yes. Always. I mean, look, you know, the beauty of Hajj is you have time to do your worship. And, you know, you know if you want to do them at night, you can do them at night. If you want to do them, you know, during the day, you can during the day. And I didn't mind doing them in the middle of the day because a lot of people were sleeping.
Yes.
So it's not as busy, but it's very hot. So, you know, you've got to be ready for it.
Now, I have a question. What are some signs or symptoms of heat exhaustion or sunstroke?
Okay, so if you get a headache, if you've got headache, if you've got dizziness, if you've got nausea, if you've got thirst, fatigue, all these sort of at once, is probably a good sign that you've got sunstroke or heat exhaustion, and of course high body temperature as well. Some people get cramping of the legs and the stomach. You know, if you feel any of these things, you should really get away from the sun, get somewhere shady, get some cold water, and you know, you can take some medication like, you know, Panadol or Nurofen or Maxigesic, and just rest up.
Now, Before our first break, I'd like to discuss what are some tips for patients maybe who have chronic disease or the elderly. What can we advise them with?
Okay, so what we need to do here is they will need to go to their doctor first. You know, make sure they're healthy, you know, and the doctor's happy with them, and they can, you know, do the travel. As we said earlier, take enough medication. Keep them properly, and by that I mean, you know, keep them away from the heat and the sunlight, keep them stored properly. We don't want them, you know, going off because it's, you know, 45 degrees and they're sitting in the sun. You know, it's something that we have to really be careful with. Make sure they're taking their medications on time, and you know, listen to any of your doctor's instructions that they may have given you before you've gone. There's the wrist strap. They give you a wrist strap at Hajj that, you know, identifies you. So put your name, your age, and what you're suffering with, if you're suffering diabetes or anything like that, and some contact. Make sure that's filled in just in case you have some kind of issues, and then they know what to do with you.
So you can be easily identified as well.
Yeah, exactly. And also tell some of your people in your Hajj group, that, what you've got and what's wrong with you, just in case, you know, if they need to help you, they know what to do and what to tell someone. And if you're feeling a bit tired or, you know, overly tired or overstrained or anything like that, just make sure you rest up. If you follow those instructions, inshallah, you should be okay.
And always, if you're feeling severely sick, there's always speak to the people of knowledge there. You may have a concession for some of the rites or rituals of Hajj. Always ask the people of knowledge if you do not know, as Allah tells us in the Quran. Jazakallah khair, Brother Saeed. Now, what we'd like to do is take our first break for today. And inshallah, after the break, we'll come back for more of the Pharmacy Hour Hajj Health Tips. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
السلام أبا الأنبياء وقفت أصلي أمام المقام وفي مقلتي السنا والسنا
أبا الأنبياء عليك الصلاة عليك السلام أبا الأنبياء وقفت أصلي أمام المقام وفي مقلتي السنا والسنا
أبا الأنبياء عليك الصلاة عليك السلام أبا الأنبياء وقفت أصلي أمام المقام وفي مقلتي السنا والسنا
وللبيت ملء جناني جلال ونشوة وجد ووجد انتشاء يلازمني راكعا ساجدا ويكحل عيني منه البهاء
أبا الأنبياء عليك الصلاة عليك السلام أبا الأنبياء وقفت أصلي أمام المقام وفي مقلتي السنا والسنا
تألقت الآي في ثوبه تمد النجوم العلا بالضياء وللناس من حوله زحمة توثق بين ذويها الإخاء
الأنبياء عليك الصلاة عليك السلام أبا الأنبياء وقفت أصلي أمام المقام وفي مقلتي السنا والسنا الأنبياء عليك الصلاة عليك السلام أبا الأنبياء وقفت أصلي أمام المقام وفي مقلتي السنا والسنا أبا الأنبياء عليك الصلاة عليك السلام أبا الأنبياء وقفت أصلي أمام المقام وفي مقلتي السنا والسنا
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك Here I am, O Allah, here I am, here I am There is no partner unto you. Here I am. All praise and favors and sovereignty belongs to you. There is no partner unto you.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome back to the Pharmacy Hour. We are live from the VN Radio Studios for Hajj Health Tips with our dear brother Saeed Kadari from your discount chemist in Greenacre. Now, we'd like to continue, brother Saeed, get right back into it because we have an action-packed remaining part of tonight's episode. What are some other common illnesses during Hajj?
Okay, so as we discussed in the first part, respiratory diseases or, you know, the common cold, the flu, influenza, bronchitis. These are the most common ones. And they're transmitted through the droplets of coughing, sneezing, or speaking. We talked about strict hygiene, coughing into a tissue or a handkerchief, using sanitizers or wipes when you can't wash your hands, and using face masks, in the crowded places. Making sure you're not touching your eyes and your nose and your hands after you've been coughing and sneezing and those kind of things. One of the things on the list I like to recommend, the shopping list, is immune support tablets, like the falling immune support or arm force. These are really good in helping to prevent colds and flu. Inshallah, yani, you know, with
take the means,
you know, exactly. You know, they're really good. You take them every day, and to help you prevent that. Also,
honey ones.
Oh, I've got these special lozenges, Manuka honey lozenges. They're amazing, and they're also on my must-have shopping list.
What about some other disease? What about digestive disease? Diarrhea is a problem.
Diarrhea is a problem. You know, the most common things that happen is diarrhea. And also because you're away, constipation, nausea, vomiting. You know, the diarrhea, stay away from the street food.
Yes.
You know, stay away from very, very fatty foods. You know, if it happens, GastroStop is a good product to use if you do get that. Also, just make sure you're having lots of vegetables, drinking your water. And if you do get some nausea, just make sure you take it easy on the food until it settles down.
Now, it is what some of the brothers I've personally witnessed doing, which is taking medicine before these things actually happen. Good to do or keep away from that?
No, don't do that. I mean, for diarrhea and nausea and vomiting, no, don't take anything that is for that before it actually happens. It's not going to fix anything.
What about other things?
Look, some things, like, as we mentioned, the respiratory things, you know, we can, you know, armor force and those kind of things, they're definitely, you can take, they're meant to be taken before. But yeah, in terms of preventative, you know, there's not always a lot, but there's a few things that you can do.
Now, skin illnesses, this is something that, you know, maybe from, may happen, maybe from the sun or...
Yeah,
other types of stuff.
Yeah, look, this is another one that happens to men.
Men.
You know, in ihram, you know, in between the thighs.
Yes.
There's a very good chance that you'll get some chafing. And that's, you know, primarily because it's hot and it's sweaty and because you're in ihram, you know, the inner thighs are rubbing together.
Now, for our listeners who don't know what ihram is, ihram is a state that you enter. It's an intention to do the rites and rituals of Hajj. And part of it is wearing, for the male, wearing two garments, a lower garment and an upper garment. And they're basically like two towels, basically, two white towels, one to cover the bottom area and one to cover the top area of your body.
Okay. Yeah, and what happens is it's hot and it's sweaty and you're in ihram for a while, so a lot of people can develop chafing between the thighs, and is a very, very painful and uncomfortable condition. To prevent this, I recommend a product called Neat Feet 3B Antiperspirant Cream. It's fragrance-free and alcohol-free, and this will this does is help prevent sweating between the thighs, and inshallah will be okay.
Excellent.
So you shouldn't have any issues if you use this regularly.
What about sunscreen?
Yes, sunscreen, definitely needs sunscreen for the people who are susceptible, especially if you've got a bald head like me.
Sensitive skin, yeah.
Sensitive skin, you know, it's a good idea, or a hat. I always recommend sunglasses as well. For sure.
Careful.
And if you've got short sleeve abayas, then you know, your arms, if you're not used to it, maybe get burnt. Like, yeah.
And we do advise the brothers to actually wear a long sleeve one when you're in over there. If you're in ihram, obviously you have to wear the two garments. But when you're out of ihram, you can wear what you like. You can wear short sleeve, long sleeve, but just to protect yourself from the sun, and also wear what the Saudis normally wear. I actually preferred that when I went there, because it does help from the sun.
Is it the
Ghutra, I think they call it?
I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, it's like a national dress code for not only Saudi Arabia, but a lot of the Arab countries in that area of the world. And it does help against the sun.
Oh, yeah, I did do that. I had one that was a Yemeni one, and they did this special tie. And,
I
didn't know how to do it.
Yeah, as we know, it's amongst the Arab customs to actually cover your head over there. Mm-hmm. And it's very good against the sun, to tell you the truth. I found it hard to wear at the start, but then it has results. It's better than a hat.
Yeah, for sure.
What about dry eyes?
Okay, dry eyes, again, not very, very common, but it can be an issue, and that's from the dust and just the dryness of the weather. To prevent that, sunglasses, you know, and I don't recommend taking your fancy Versace and Prada glasses. Leave them at home. There's no one to impress over there. Just leave them at home. Just get some cheap sunnies.
Good sunnies,
Good, cheap, good sunnies that will do the job. I mean, like, you know, for instance, at the pharmacy, we have like Cancer Council ones where they give the maximum protection and they're relatively inexpensive and, you know, they still look half decent, so you're not going to look too nerdy. And if you are already a sufferer with dry eyes, you could use some eye drops like Systane or something like that.
Now, what are your advice for those brothers and sisters who actually have the unfortunate habit of smoking?
You know, look, it's...
We're planning to go to Hajj. Hajj is life-changing, so maybe make it a time to change your life for the better and get rid of smoking altogether.
I would agree with that. You know, I'm not a person of religious knowledge, but, you know, that would be my advice. You know, it's better for you in the end, and it's just, I don't know, what can I say? Just do your best to get rid of it.
As we know, our ulama
ask Allah for help.
Yeah, as we know, our ulama have told us that smoking is quite haram, very haram, prohibited, because it does harm you, and in many cases, it could kill you and lead to many dangerous and life-threatening diseases. We ask Allah to assist our brothers and sisters who have this this habit to get rid of it, especially if you plan to go to Hajj. Now, what are some other general tips?
Look, just some brief general tips. Aim for at least 8 to 10 glasses of water a day, like we discussed, but you're probably going to need more than that easily. You know, one of the other major problems in Saudi is traffic accidents. It's a big problem over there. Be careful when you're walking through traffic, if you're walking through traffic or near traffic, just be aware, because road injuries are very, very common over there and are actually common cause of death in a lot of pilgrims. So be very careful. And, you know, another one that's not really medically related, but I thought I'd throw it in there, and that's just prepare yourself mentally.
Very important.
You need to go with the flow.
Patience.
Bring your patience, because you're going to need it.
Remember why you're there.
Remember why you're there.
Act of worship.
Exactly. You know, you want to have a good time, you know, in that sense, in that you want to, you know, be able
benefit,
to spend
your maximize.
Time. Yeah, maximize your worship and benefits, and, you know, not get tied down into other things that aren't really important.
Because we know the reward for Hajj that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no other than Jannah. And that the one who comes back from Hajj is like the one who an accepted Hajj is like the one, a newborn. Like his mother just gave birth to him. So this is not something to be taken lightly. So you don't want to spoil your Hajj by having bad manners or a fight because you weren't patient enough. Be patient. And we cannot emphasize this enough. Bring your manners with you and be patient with your brothers and sisters. There is a few million people there and they're all trying to do what you are doing, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complete one of the greatest pillars of Islam. So be patient and be halim, you know, be...
Forbearing?
Be forbearing with others. Yeah. And you know, if something happens to you that you don't like, you know, take it on the chin, as they say.
Forgive and forget.
Forgive, move on, and remember why you're there, that your brothers and sisters in Islam. What else, Brother Saeed?
Well, I've got a list of what a must-have list from the pharmacy, obviously. I've got some other things that aren't from the pharmacy as well, which I think are very important.
Yeah, it's good to go through them.
So I think we should go through them just quickly. And if anyone's got their pens and papers ready, this is the time to start writing.
Bismillah.
So a few of the things we've already touched on will come up. So we've got the Neat Feet antiperspirant cream for the men, I should say. So that'll help the, as we said, prevent the chafing between the on the inner thighs whilst in the ihram. And like we said, it's alcohol free, fragrance free. Be careful of some of the other ones that are out there. They may have fragrance in them, so be careful with that. There's also some hydrazole that I recommend, and this is for in case you do get the chafing, or you can use it for red and itchy rashes anywhere on the body. So also very good. Hydrolite, you can never have too much. Just take. It's one of my favorite things. I think half my suitcase was full of this stuff last time.
Yes.
And, you know, it ran out halfway through.
Alhamdulillah.
So always a good idea as well. Earplugs. If you have a snorer in your room, it may help. You know, you got shared rooms. So some earplugs maybe. And if your group is staying overnight in Muzdalifah, you know, which is where you're sleeping under the stars, you might benefit from some earplugs as well, because it can be a bit rowdy. I remember I had these Egyptian kids running around my feet.
Yes.
And they'll just keep me up all night.
Muzdalifah is an experience. As you know, Muzdalifah is after you go to, after you complete the great pillar of Hajj, Arafah, you go to Muzdalifah and you sleep there overnight. And it is an experience, isn't it?
It is. It's, you know, between the smell of diesel.
Diesel's pretty much gone there. Haven't they got rid of it yet?
Oh, it was still there when I was there.
No way. I thought it was gone. Yeah. Anyway.
Between that and, you know, I actually didn't mind it, except for these little Egyptian kids running around and they were having fun and, you know, good on them. But I fell asleep in the end.
My brother Saeed is half Egyptian, so he's not against Egyptians.
No, not at all, not at all.
Disclaimer. Shout out to the Hajj. Inshallah, your dad's not hearing.
Sunglasses, as we said, sunglasses, sunscreen, an umbrella. Also in Muzdalifah, this is an optional one. If you want a sleeping mask, you can probably get that from the airline when you're on your way.
Oh, yes.
You know, they give you one, so just keep it with you. Some simple soap or ego soap or bar or wash. And this is for, these are just different types of unscented soaps that you will need whilst you're in Ihram. So when you do wash when you're in Ihram, you have to be able to use soap that's fragrance free, and those three are fragrance free. We've also got, I recommend some bars, meal replacement bars. These are good and handy to have when, you know, you're traveling and you're in the tents and, you know, you're a bit hungry and there's no food and you got to wait for, you know, like snacks in between here and there. It's not a bad idea.
Dates as well. Keep the dates on. Yeah, with you. And that's probably the best thing.
As well, dates. You know, you need some kind of snacks. You know, you can get muesli bars as well if you want. I mentioned them because they're technically meal replacement bars, so they've got vitamins and minerals in them. But you could use anything, really. Definitely take a good supply of Panadol, Nurofen, or Maxigesic, whichever is your favorite. You're probably going to need them, or someone in your group might need them. And one that I also like is just some blister patches. A lot of people have issues with when they're walking, a lot of walking involved. And in my other list of from other places, I always recommend comfortable shoes. It's very important. But some blister patches is a must, really, just to have, just in case, of any blisters or issues with the feet, because it's a very high possibility. I remember when on our Hajj group, there was a lot of people suffering with blisters and those kind of things. The gastrostop, that's a must for the diarrhea.
Just in case.
Just in case. A lot of these are just in case, but you want to have them just in case.
That's right.
Better than... And you want to have them at hand as well, because they may not always be the easiest to find.
Mm.
The Manuka honey lozenges... absolute must. They'll help with that cough that you might develop, or any sore throats. Antibiotics, you know, you can get them from the doctor. And as we mentioned before, the Armour Force or the immune support tablets, again, a must, just to keep that yourself nice and healthy. The other two things, antibacterial wipes, the wet ones. I like the wet ones, gentle. They're fragrance-free, but they're also antibacterial. So you won't have any trouble using them while you're in Ihram and whilst you're out of Ihram. If you can get one that'll work anytime, it's better. And just some Dettol hand sanitizer that you can use when there's no soap or water. But the hand sanitizer, you won't be able to use that in Ihram. It does have alcohol and fragrance in them. So be very careful when using that one.
Plus some other things, maybe optional things some that you may want to get.
Optional things, some pocket tissues. You got to have some laying around with you wherever you're going. You never know when you might need them. Magnesium for the people who suffer with cramps. Some magnesium supplements, and some Systane eye drops for the people who do have issues with their eyes. it's one of the other things. You can't get this from the pharmacy, but I saw a few people with it. It's actually not a bad idea. And that's, you know, you those mini fans, those little fans, and they have like a water sprayer attached.
Yes.
Actually not a bad idea. I remember seeing it and I'm looking and thinking, you know what? You know, when you're in the tents and it's hot and the aircon's not the best and you're going out to the stoning and it's packed and you're like sardines and, you know, it's probably not a bad idea. So if you can pick it, I think you get them from the $2 shop or something. I'm not sure where you get them from. But they're those little fans and they work on batteries and you can spray as well. And
they'll pop in when we're younger. They didn't have the water with it.
Yeah. So, you know, something like that. And as I said, comfortable shoes, comfortable sandals or shoes, they're really, really, really important. Probably, one of the most important things you need to sort of either purchase or have already handy.
Backpack as well.
A backpack. Yeah, definitely a backpack to carry your things around, especially when you're in the tent.
Now, just a question. Obviously, also, for those in Muzdalifa, it's advised to have a sleeping bag as well.
Yes. Otherwise, you'll be sleeping on rocks and stuff. So, you need a sleeping bag. But get a small one. I recommend a small one. Just get something very small. You know, it doesn't have to be very thick because it's already hot. You just need something to sort of, you know, just to sleep in. Make it small so it does not take up
compact,
too much luggage. Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you, when you were there, did you see some of the pharmacies there? Some of the chemists there?
I did, yes, yeah, of course. How are they? I went in and checked
available?
Them out. Yeah, they are. They are available. The good thing about the pharmacy in Saudi Arabia, you can get things that are normally on prescription without a prescription.
Yes.
If you know what to ask for.
That's right.
Alhamdulillah, I knew what to ask for on a few occasions where I was helping people out in our group. But they have some the basic things. The one thing I do remember is I ran out of Hydrolite and I went there and they didn't have Hydrolite. They had this other disgusting stuff. And it I was really regretting not bringing enough Hydrolite. But they've got a lot of things. They've got, you know, lozenges and things like that. But, you know, just, if you get your things from here prepared, it's much better.
Now, can Hydrolite be bought in a powder form? Or?
It can. It comes in powder, comes effervescent tablets, it comes in sachets. So, yeah, definitely.
JazakAllah khair, Brother Saeed. It has been very informative regarding these Hajj health tips. We ask Allah to accept your Hajj this year and the Hajj of all the brothers and sisters who are going to Hajj this year. And also, whoever intends to go to Hajj, we ask Allah to make it easy for you to go in the near future. Before we finish, what's happening at the pharmacy this month? What's the specials? What can we get?
Special start in a couple of weeks. I can't recall exactly what's on special this month.
Many items will be, inshallah.
Normally,
especially 20, now it's in winter.
Yeah, 20 pages of specials, so look out for it. It should be delivered into your, for anyone in the local area around Greenacre and the surrounds, should be in your inbox there, your letterbox, sorry, in the next couple of weeks.
Obviously, your discount chemist is located in the Coles building on Baronia Road, Greenacre. Since there's a lot of discount chemists now.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's got them in their name now.
That's it. So if you don't get the catalogue, you can download the app.
Yes, that's right.
Google Play Store or the App Store.
Or the App Store, yes.
Or the website. What's the website?
Yourdiscountchemist.com.au.
That's it. Easy as that. And inshallah, you can find many products. And it's always good to support our brothers and sisters with their businesses. This is one of the ways of helping one another. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. I thank Brother Saeed once again. Inshallah, he will be back before he goes to Hajj. You know, one more before you go to Hajj.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to make it.
Yes, you won't make it. So
I think we're leaving very, very early in August.
Which
is, subhanAllah, next month.
We'll get you after Eid.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. We'll ask Allah to bless your trip, give you a safe trip and a beneficial trip. JazakAllah khair. We thank our listeners for tuning in tonight. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wan ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.